后发劣势是经济学里最扎心的一个概念。
The disadvantage of being a latecomer is one of the most disheartening concepts in economics.
它最早由美国经济学家沃森提出，直译过来就。
It was originally introduced by the American economist Watson.
就是后来者的诅咒。
It's the curse of being a latecomer.
两千年左右。
Round 2000.
经济学家杨小凯对其进行了系统性阐述。
Economist James Iarocci systematically elaborated on it.
也就是我们今天真正要聊的后发劣势理论。
That's the late mover disadvantage theory that we will really discuss today.
这个理论的核心从来不是技术模仿没用。
The core of this theory has never been that technical imitation is useless.
而是一句振聋发聩的警告。
It is a profound and insightful statement.
单纯依靠技术模仿。
Relying solely on technical imitation.
实现短期高速增长。
Achieve short-term rapid growth.
如果回避深层次的制度改革。
If we avoid deep-seated institutional reforms,
将导致长期发展隐患
will lead to long-term development problems,
甚至陷入中等收入陷阱
even fall into the middle-income trap.
这才是杨小凯理论的精髓
This is the essence of Yang Zhairocki's theory.
他反对的不是技术追赶
He opposes not the pursuit of technology,
而是用技术红利来掩盖制度缺陷。
Instead, they use technological advantages to cover up systemic flaws.
用短期成功来麻痹改革动力。
The short-term success will numb the reform momentum.
那怎么理解这个诅咒呢？
How to interpret this curse?
对于后发国家来说。
For developing countries,
由于发展起步晚
due to a late start,
基础薄弱
weak foundation,
在发展初期确实可以通过降低人力成本
in the early stages of development, it is possible to reduce labor costs by
模仿发达国家的先进技术、管理模式和现代工业化模式，在短期内实现经济高速增长。
Imitating the advanced technology and modern industrialization models of developed countries.
这是事实。
This is a fact.
也是很多后发国家的起飞密码。
Also, the key to take off for many late developing countries.
但问题恰恰出在这里。
But the problem lies exactly here.
这种短期的成功会让后发国家很容易对技术模仿产生路径依赖。
This short-term success will make it easy for developing countries to develop a path dependence on technological imitation.
甚至会把短期的技术模仿成功误认为是现有落后制度的制度创新。
Even if they mistakenly believe that short-term technological imitation successes are institutional innovations of existing outdated systems.
再加上制度改革本身会触犯既得利益群体。
In addition, the reform itself will infringe upon vested interests.
所以通常会掩盖产权保护。
Therefore, it is usually concealed from property protection,
法治、权利、
rule of law,
制衡等基础制度的缺失。
Lack of fundamental systems such as checks and balances.
更可怕的是
What's even more terrifying is,
这种技术模仿还会催生出国家机会主义，政府
This kind of technology will also lead to the emergence of opportunistic governments in countries.
即是游戏规则的制定者
both a rule maker and an implementer.
又是裁判加球员
referee and player.
既当裁判员
As a referee.
又当运动员。
Again, as an athlete.
既管规则。
Regulatory rules.
又下场比赛。
It's the last round of the game.
这种双重身份会让公平和健全的市场秩序。
This dual identity will undermine the fairness and integrity of the market order.
根本无法建立私人经济。
It is impossible to establish a private economy.
也无法真正生长起来。
They cannot truly grow.
但是技术模仿的边际收益会随着与发达国家的追赶差距缩小而递减。
However, the marginal returns of technological imitation will decrease as the gap between developing countries and developed countries narrows.
当经济体量发展到一定阶段，
When an economy reaches a certain stage of development,
需要依靠原创驱动力和深层制度的保障时，
When relying on original motivation and deep-rooted institutional safeguards,
前期被掩盖的制度短板，
Early hidden institutional weaknesses,
比如市场规则不公。
For example, unfair market rules,
产权保护缺位，
lack of property protection,
腐败寻租严重，
corruption and rent seeking are rampant,
创新，
innovation,
环境不足等，
due to lack of space, etc.,
就会集中暴露出来，
will be concentrated and exposed,
导致创新乏力。
Leads to a lack of innovation.
社会矛盾加剧。
Social contradictions are intensifying.
最终阻碍经济向高收入阶段跨越。
The final obstacle to economic progress.
这就是诅咒的真实含义。
This is the true meaning of a curse.
你靠模仿技术跑得越快，
The faster you run, the more you rely on imitation technology.
最终却会因为制度跑不动而摔得越惨。
Ultimately, they will fall even harder because the system cannot keep up.
我们可以用以下几个经典案例。
We can use the following classic cases.
把这个痛点表述得更透彻一些。
Elaborate on this pain point.
第一个案例
First case
清朝末期的洋务运动，历史书里对它有过批判。
In the history books of late Qing dynasty, there were criticisms about him.
在中体西用的思想下，
Under the philosophy of middle way between heaven and earth,
清政府试图在不改变封建专制制度的前提下，
The Qing government attempted to maintain the existing feudal autocratic system without changing it.
通过引进西方技术，官办。
By introducing Western technology, the government would control it.
官督商办等方式实现工业化。
Industrialization through methods such as government-led enterprises and private businesses.
虽然短期取得了一些效果，
Although some effects have been achieved in the short term,
但最终必然会走向失败。
But ultimately, it will inevitably lead to failure.
杨小凯一针见血地指出了其中的核心问题。
Yang Zhairakai pointed out the core issue with precision.
洋务运动的本质是国家机会主义制度化。
The essence of the self-strengthening movement is the institutionalization of national opportunism.
政府垄断了大工业，官商合办。
The government monopolized the industrial-commercial cooperation.
官督商办。
Overseer and merchant.
在当时。
At that time,
商人成功的首要条件是与官府搞好关系和得到庇护。
The most important condition for a merchant's success is to maintain good relations with the government and obtain official protection.
徽商胡雪岩就是最典型的例子。
Huzugan, a merchant from the Huey people in Anhui province, is a typical example.
在这种模式下,
in this mode,
公平市场秩序根本无法建立。
A fair market order cannot be established.
私人企业,
private companies,
也无法真正发展起来。
It also cannot develop properly.
第二个案例,
second case,
苏联在初期通过国有化、中央计划模仿资本主义的工业化模式。
In the early days, the Soviet Union adopted a centralized planned economy model, imitating capitalism through nationalization and central planning.
实现了短期高速增长。
Achieved short-term rapid growth.
但从长期看来,
However, in the long run,
经济发展不可持续。
Economic development is unsustainable.
最终走向解体。
Ultimately, it disintegrated.
杨小凯认为
Peng Zhairakai believes that
苏联的失败不是因为技术不行。
The failure of the Soviet Union was not due to a lack of technology.
而是因为制度不行。
It's because the system is not good.
他用技术模仿替代了制度改革。
He used technology to imitate and replace the reform.
用短期的经济成功掩盖了长期制度的缺陷。
Short-term economic success masks the long-term flaws of the system.
最终反噬了自己的经济成果。
Ultimately, it backfired on its own economic achievements.
第三个案例。
Third case.
拉美国家短期依靠丰富的资源
Latin American countries have relied on their abundant resources for a short period of time
实现了经济高速增长
achieved rapid economic growth
但这种赚快钱的模式
However, this model of making quick money
让他们没有建立起公平的市场规则和现代治理体系
Let them fail to establish fair market rules and a modern governance system.
最终导致经济增长停滞，甚至衰退。
Ultimately leading to economic stagnation or even recession.
杨小凯特别提到
Peng Zhairakai specifically mentioned
中国到处都有科教兴国、教育兴国的口号。
The slogan science and education for national development is everywhere in China.
这其实是后发劣势的表现。
This is actually a disadvantage of being the latecomer.
真正要利用后发优势。
To truly leverage the advantages of being a latecomer.
应该提倡制度兴国。
Should advocate the system-driven development.
民主宪政
Democracy
兴国第四个案例
Fourth case in the new country
德国的三次转型
Germany's three transformations
杨小凯用德国的例子把这个理论讲得更加透彻
Peng Zhairakai used the German example to make this theory more thorough
德国在19世纪末和20世纪初两次
Germany twice in the late 19th and early 20th centuries
因为只沉溺于经济奇迹
because only focusing on economic opportunities
无视制度转型
nor the system transformation
结果两次摔倒在同一个地方
the results were that he fell twice in the same place
最终付出了沉重的代价
Ultimately, it came at a heavy price.
二战后
After World War Roman II,
希德选择了制度转型
He chose institutional transformation.
拥抱现代政治文明
Embrace modern political civilization.
积极恢复自由
Actively restore freedom.
市场
Market
才真正实现了崛起
It has truly achieved its rise.
所以杨小凯的理论从来不是技术无用论。
Therefore, Yang Zhairakai's theory was never a theory of technical uselessness.
而是制度决定论。
Instead, it is determined by the system.
他强调的是，技术模仿带来的是短期的红利。
He emphasized that technological imitation brings only short-term benefits.
但如果误以为这是制度的胜利，
But if you mistakenly think this is a victory for the system,
而放松了制度建设
and relax the system construction,
最终会出现长远的失败。
Ultimately, it will lead to a long-term failure.
这也是杨小凯与林毅夫那场世纪之争的核心。
This is also the core of Yang Zhairakai's and Lin Yifu's historic dispute.
林毅夫的后发优势理论主张后发国家可以依靠技术模仿。
Lin Yifu's theory of comparative advantage argues that developing countries can rely on technology imitation,
产业照搬
copycat,
快速完成经济追赶。
Quickly complete economic catching up,
缩短与发达国家的差距。
Reduce the gap with developed countries.
而杨小凯的观点完全相反。
However, Yang Zhairakai's point of view is completely opposite.
也更加残酷真实。
Is also more cruel and realistic.
单纯靠技术堆出来的增长都是虚高的繁荣。
Growth based solely on technology is a false prosperity.
一旦长期回避制度改革
One's long-term avoidance of institutional reform,
所有经济红利最终都会清零。
All economic benefits will eventually be exhausted.
最终难逃苏联时的结构性崩塌。
The final collapse of the Soviet-style structural collapse.
两人的根本对立。
Their fundamental opposition.
简单一句话讲透。
In a nutshell.
林毅夫相信技术能拯救落后。
Lin Yifu believes that technology can save backwardness.
杨小凯坚信制度才能决定国运。
Yang Zhairakai firmly believes that systems determine the fate of a nation.
这就是杨小凯留给所有后发国家最刺骨的终极警示：技术追赶。
This is the most chilling and ultimate lesson for all developing countries left by Yang Zhairakai.
可以让你跑得快。
Let you run faster.
但制度缺陷一定会让你跑不远。
But the system floors will definitely make you run out of steam.
只抄技术不改。
Copy only the technology, not modify.
制度的发展。
The development of the system.
终究是一场不可持续的虚假繁荣。
It was ultimately an unsustainable false prosperity.